From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the News OK Pet Show. I'm Carrie Coppernall.
And I'm Brian Dean.
Brian, start us off with some news today.
Okay, this first one comes to us from Iowa. This is just, you're going to have to bear with me. This is kind of an odd story. There's this thing called the Great Ape Trust in Des Moines that is kind of home to colonies of orangutans and bonobos. And a caretaker was bitten by an orangutan this week. She suffered only bruises. Stephanie Perkins, the handler, apparently was collecting a urine sample from the orangutan enclosure when an orangutan named Katie grabbed her right hand and bit her palm. Now, what saved Stephanie apparently was a movie star. Another orangutan in the enclosure named Poppy, 38-year-old female orangutan, starred with Clint Eastwood in 1980s movie Any Which Way You Can, which was a sequel to Every Which Way But Loose.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so when Poppy witnesses Katie, a younger orangutan, grab the handler, she responds by smacking Katie.
What?
Let her go. Whack. So then Katie lets go of the handler.
Clint Eastwood taught her that move.
Probably. Well, it is a movie about Clint Eastwood beating people up.
And it was weird when Poppy was like, "Do you feel lucky, Katie? Do you?"
Yeah.
It was awkward.
I just think it's kind of funny in a way. Like you have this like orangutan who's obviously starred with people and is comfortable with people. And she sees this other orangutan like kind of get out of line and she just whacks her.
Hey.
No. Hey. Smack. Bad. Bad girl.
Very good.
So anyway.
Good job, Poppy.
Everything worked out. She just had bruises. So she's fine. Moving along to England, where these things just kind of seem to happen. I don't know what the heck it is with the water over there, but there's a theme park there called Alton Towers, which is kind of like a, you know, Six Flags kind of a thing. And they were doing they had a new ride coming, a new roller coaster called the Sonic Spinball Roller Coaster. And apparently a squirrel took a liking to the ride. As they were redoing it, this squirrel was kind of getting in the way of workers. And then they noticed it was riding the roller coaster as it was being tested in the mornings and then joining visitors when they were offered an early ride. And there's actually a picture. Look at this picture of the squirrel just
hanging
out on the ride as people are riding it.
How does it not get flung off?
They can hold on to trees and make big jumps. I mean, they probably
that
got plenty of ability there. So apparently the squirrel was also caught stealing food from the workers. So they decided it wasn't safe. So they put up this kind of warning noise, this alarm that installs that emits a warning noise that's inaudible to humans, but will chase away the squirrel because they don't want Sonic the squirrel riding Sonic the roller coaster.
Yeah, you have to be at least 36 inches tall.
I personally like roller coasters, and I think if the squirrel wants to ride it, I think they should just let him ride it.
I mean, well, if he pays admission. Well, the big news in the animal world, of course, Sadie the Scotty,
yes.
At Westminster. Sadie...
It's a good name for a dog, by the way.
It is. And I've got to say, Sadie is absolutely beautiful. She does look like a giant broom.
The thing about Scotties is that they have this very... I think because we've seen... They're very popular in movies and stuff. I mean, any kid who saw Lady and the Tramp is a, you know, a young one has seen Scotty the Scotty.
Yeah.
And I just think they have a very classic, kind of dignified look to them.
They do. And you can tell that that she loves crowds, that she loves people, and she was just working it. And she won out of $2,500 dogs. Best in show. She was a heavy favorite going in, and which usually is the death knell for dog competitions. But... she came out the winner.
I read something saying that in previous competitions, she had been spooked before. Like her handler wore squeaky shoes one time, and got to be careful about that.
Well, in honor of Sadie, I thought here on Pet Show that we would name our top five favorite Scottish things. Number five, haggis. Have you ever had haggis?
No, and I have no interest.
I have.
And how was it?
Well, we're just going to say it's last on the list. Number four, hooligans. We enjoy hooligans. Number three, J.K. Rowling. Yes.
She's Scottish? I didn't realize
that. Not Scottish, but she lives in Scotland. So,
well, okay,
she lives in Edinburgh. Number two, Oklahoman database editor Paul Moniz.
Oh, I love Paul, but it says something that he's only number two.
And number one is Sadie.
Okay. So you like a dog you've never met over a friend of yours who you see all the time. I'll be sure to inform Paul where he ranks on the list.
I'm just saying, until Paul beats out 2,500 other cute dogs, he's going to be number two.
He very well might, you know.
When Paul is on ESPN, that's when he'll be number one. So, very good. All right, well, thanks, Brian, for the news. Thank you all for listening, and everyone go out and take care of your pets.